This is an important day for fans of the band.
Up on Cripple Creek, as she sends me, if I spring a leak, as she bends me, I don't have to speak, as she defends me, a drunkard's dream, if I ever did see one.
It was Thanksgiving night in San Francisco, 1976, when A-list musicians like Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Van Morrison, and Emmylou Harris joined the band on stage for their farewell concert. It was called The Last Waltz. The show was filmed by director Martin Scorsese, who released a documentary about it 2 years later. And 4 decades later, the performances still resonate. Bill Janovitz plays in the band Buffalo Tom. He also writes about music. His books include Rocks Off, 50 Tracks That Tell the Story of the Rolling Stones, and he's with us now in studio. Bill, let's talk about this concert. There had been other big shows before. Woodstock, 1969, of course, comes to mind. But what made The Last Waltz so special?
The idea was that they were going to get off the road, the band. They had been a seminal act for a lot of people because they came along during the psychedelic era and they brought music back to its roots, you know. So it was all this old, weird American music, as Grail Marcus characterized it. So they were a really important band. They were a band's band. And, you know, so you have this redundancy of a band's band, name the band.
Well, in fact, the story is that Bob Dylan called them the band because, and that just kind of stuck. They were just so, as you say, the band's band, and the name stuck. Well, let's listen to some music here. This is the band playing The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, a classic.
The night they drove old Dixie down, when all the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing. The night,
so, Bill, San Francisco, the San Francisco music critic Joel Selvin told the San Jose Mercury News that this was by far and away the best night of music that he's ever seen, with nothing in second place and 10 shows tied for third. What would you say was so special about the music that night?
Well, I mean, you have to start with the band themselves, who were a real democratic unit. So you've got the only songwriter basically in the band was Robbie of the band's material. I mean, they all went on to write their own material, but in the band, I mean, if you look through all of their classic songs and pretty much all their non-classic songs, it's Robbie Robertson, and that's arguable what the other guys brought to the songs. But so you've got him, but he's not a singer really, but you've got these other three, like, first-class singers, like, that are able to sing in three-part harmonies or solo, and they're basically three lead vocalists that all could lead any band and be up there with some of the greatest singers in rock and roll. So you've got them as the backing band. First, they do their own set, and then they start bringing out the top echelon of music that sort of had come from the 60s.
Exactly. We've got Bob Dylan, who was there. He played several of his songs, including this one, Forever Young.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you.
What was the significance of Bob Dylan's role at this concert? Because he had a long-standing relationship with these guys.
Yeah, I mean, when Bob went electric, he kind of pieced together a road act to take the songs out on the road. And then Robbie Robertson himself, if not a couple of other guys, went back in to play with him on Blonde on Blonde down in Nashville. Primarily his biggest foil and collaborator of the band was Robbie Robertson. And they really helped him evolve, and sort of through that whole getting off the roller coaster thing where he, you know, the post-motorcycle crash, Bob Dylan up in Woodstock, holes up with these guys, and really in a very rudimentary home recording setup, recorded some really important music. And then they helped him transition into the 70s, and likewise, they became their own seminal act, as I said, putting out at least 2 Stone classic records and some others that are considered classics as well.
Well, there were so many A-list artists there, but one of them, there were some questions about why he was there. It was Neil Diamond. Here, let's listen to Neil Diamond play his song Dry Your Eyes.
Dry your eyes, take your song out. When it's a newborn afternoon, and if you can't recall the singer, can you still recall the tune? Dry your eyes, play it slowly, just like you're marching off to war. Sing it like you always wanted, like you sung it once before.
So this was a rich, emotional song, and I love this story because Levon Helm wrote in his memoir that when he was backstage, when this concert was getting started, he saw Neil Diamond there, and he said to the other guys, why is Neil Diamond here?
Yeah.
It's almost like he didn't fit necessarily the feeling of the band. So why was he at the concert?
Well, it was it had to do with having the same manager, I believe, and Their mutual manager had Robbie producing that song on an album, I think, of Neil Diamond's songs. And Robbie's whole sort of, I feel like he sort of goes out of his way to explain how Neil Diamond fits in. And if you have to go out of your way to explain, then there's something wrong here. But he says that, you know, he represented the Tin Pan Alley era of songwriting, which was an important part of popular music, obviously, in the 50s and 60s, and Neil did come out of that stable of Carole King and, you know, that whole sort of school of writing.
And Neil Diamond killed it on stage. I mean, that's thought of as a very well-respected song. He only played it that one time, has never played it again, the war protest song.
I think of Neil Diamond as, and I have a high tolerance for shtick, but I feel like he's on the other side. I mean, there's certainly some songs of his that I absolutely love, but I mean, there's some other things that were. It was a wide and varied night. I didn't love Joni Mitchell when I was a kid, but I've certainly come to appreciate her more. But that was a bit of a weird appearance too, with her behind the curtain. They didn't want to spoil. The thing is, the audience at this concert didn't know who was going to be there.
Really? Yeah, they tried to keep it secret.
It was unannounced, and the band themselves didn't. I mean, the band didn't. Themselves didn't know if Dylan was going to show up and if he was going to go on and then if he was going to be filmed. You know, Bob keeps them guessing. And there was a lot of controversy over that. But Neil Diamond, you know, Muddy Waters. Jeez.
Oh, I mean, that's great.
You've got an amazing list of people.
Woo! Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of 5, my mother said I'm going to be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, way past 21. I want to leave me, woman. I have lots of fun.
Well, they also played a song that you've covered yourself with your own band. It Makes No Difference. Let's hear a little bit of that.
In the sun.
You like that song? I mean, all this music, it just sort of like takes you back to a certain time, a certain place in one's life. I mean, let's close out with, you know, what it is that you'll remember when you think back on The Last Waltz 40 years on.
Well, it was an authenticity. I mean, that's the word that would always go with the band. But you hear right there just the opening vocal lines from Rick Danko, who was just one of three singers who sang with that sort of same level of commitment to the lyric and emotional. And I think it was that sort of passion and the real feeling that actually ultimately meant the band had to eventually end and around that time. I mean, these guys were in pain, a lot of them. I mean, Richard Manuel famously hung himself after a night of drinking and cocaine in a cheesy little motel in Florida, I mean, in 86, I believe. it kind of was the premonition that Robbie had with getting these guys off the road to begin with.
There were five members of the band. Three of them have passed away. But Robbie Robertson, who is still living, said that we had such an incredible thing to achieve. In the whole night, in the whole five-hour concert, we never screwed up. That was an accomplishment that belongs in the Guinness Book of World Records, which I think says something about the quality of the music that night. Bill Janovitz from the band Buffalo Tom, he's been speaking with us about the 40th anniversary of The Last Waltz. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.